Not all divrei Torah that we said tonight, everything, no suda, everything we're going to do in the next 24 hours, is Lili Nishmas Imi Morasi Shulamas Basarav Dov Yehuda. And so the started Bereshis now, went full circle from Leinei Koisel to Bereshis Baruch Kim. So we're going to darshan on that. So now, Kayadua, you know, Leinei Kol Yisrael, you know, Rashi says, the Shvira Saluchas. Right? Now, of course, Dr. Glipter has a long arichas on this. He has kama terse on this, but I'm going to go in a different oifen. But I know Dr. Glipter has written on this. Leinei Koisel, Shvira Saluchas. Right? So now the question is why you want to end off the Torah that way, the obvious question, and why it's Merumah is in the Inyan of the Einayim, because so Rashi brings the Chazal, they Darshan, because it says in Parshaka Vashabram Le'Einayim, right? So it goes to that, you know, so therefore Einayim is like a code word for Shvira Saluchas. So Le'Einayim goes on, Shvira Saluchas goes Vashabram Le'Einayim, you know. Yeah, so you know what's the kesher? That's now called, you know, the Shvir Saluchas is called Einayim. That not Vashal Lorechem, it happens, I broke it in front of you, Stam Kacha, but like it's Be'etzem, connected to the eyes. Yeah, so, Kayadua, you know, this is one of the three things that Moshe did, Midaito, V'iskima, Da'ato, Das HaMakom. The three things are that the Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Midaito, right? He added a day. Right before that, you know, because Kiddushim Hayom Machar, Ma Machar, you know, Leilo Imo. So Hayom also has to be Leilo Imo on its side. So it was in the middle of the day. All his nevuos came midday. So he added a day. So that's how it became Shlosh Yemei Hagbalah. It would have just been, you know, 1.5. You know, so that's how it became 3, because he made a drasha, right? And the third thing is Pirish Mina Isha. Right? These are three things that Moshe did midaito, and Akosha was maskim. So you see that Akosha was maskim to be most yobechad midaito, because the Shekhinah didn't come down till Moshe Rabbeinu, till the date that Moshe Rabbeinu set by being most of yom echad. You see that Akosha was maskim, they should be partial, because he said va'ata po amodi, money stay with me, meaning don't go back. The am go shuvah lo lechem, go back to your earthly affairs. Vata po amodi mori, right? And now how we know that he was maskim to shvira saluchas, it says asher shibarta yasher kochecha shibarta. So it's not, he got a yasher koch on that. All right, so of course the whole thing is tamua ma'od, because there's a lashon in Chazal. Right before that one of the lashonos in Chazal is that Moshe Rabbeinu wrestled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Luchas, right? After Chet HaEgel, Baruch Hu wanted to repossess the Luchas, right? So Gavra Yodo Shel Moshe, Kivyachol, he beat God, and he wrestled the Luchas away, and he wrestled the Luchas away just for the purpose of breaking them. And also the idea, that Moshe Rabbeinu would break the luchas. All right, it's kisvei, it's chotch, has a din of kisvei hakodesh, right? Right, at least, right? All right, so kisvei hakodesh require geniza. You can't be mavaz them, with a. Yeah. Okay. Why had Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he could do a thing like that? What was the basis for his understanding? And, why was it such a good idea? And the Maaseh was, why is Shvira Saluchas such a good idea? Baruch Hu gave me Yasher Koach. Right? So the whole thing is the Maaseh Mushrosh, right? Le'ela, in the Torah of the Ari, that. Everyone knows, at least if it's already Mefurish in the Medrash Rabbah. It's not from Zohar or anything. It's Mefurish in the Medrash Rabbah. She'akadosh Baruch Hu bore olamos u'machrivon. Baruch Hu created worlds before, so he was machriv them. Dein lo haninli, dein haninli. Right? These worlds that I created before, I have no hanah from them. This world, that came after all these worlds that I destroyed, haninli. This is, from this I have hanah. No? Why should it be? Why couldn't he get it? Rebbe Baruch Hu Kivyachol couldn't get it right the first time. The borrow lamas umachriv, and the Rebbe doesn't make mistakes. Then you show that yale al adas, right? That you create something that didn't work out for him. So what's mean? He created worlds that he destroyed. LMI, behechrach, we have to say, simple svar is machriach to say that he knew it wouldn't work out, and it's dafka duch, right? Through breaking those worlds, through the shvira, right? The world that our world that comes after the shvira is the type of tikkun that he wants, right? That's the type of world that he wants, a world that's built out of shivrei kelim, right? Doesn't want a world that that was perfect from the get-go. He wants a world that was reconstructed. Dein Hanyanli is what I want. That our world is built on Shivrei Kalim. So to understand better, only a Kodesh Baruch Hu could create Yesh Me'ayin. The Adam creates Yesh Me'yesh. Right, we just pull the pieces together of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But even the way we piece things together, right? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create that possibility, wouldn't we be able to do it either? Right? So the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bore olamas umachrivan. In the most general sense, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us, concepts. Now, once these concepts exist, right, because he created them, we can't create out of nowhere, right? Once these concepts exist, so he breaks them, that we could reassemble them, right? But we couldn't build these things out of nowhere, right? Because only the Rebbe could make something out of nowhere, right? But that's our whole avoda. Our whole avoda is to pull the pieces together. You pick yourself up from what's broken. That's avoda sa'adam. That's asher, like we read in this week's parasha, asher bara elokim la'asos. La'asos is a lashon of tikkun, right? The tikkun is happening further and further and further, because Lama said the whole world that we know is shivrei kelim. It's really built out of broken pieces, and it is our job, to pull the pieces together. A world that God created from the get-go is and did not break is not a world we could add to or detract from. On what basis? Well, this is the reality. Zeh mashayesh. This is what is. It's because it was built and it was broken, right? So now you could rebuild. And once you have that flexibility, you can even make it better than it was before. As a Dover Nifilis Bonin, right, we're going to jump the gun and go straight to the Indian of the Hilula tonight, right? That the things that are lanetzach, the things that are forever, is not anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, right? And that's where it is, and that's where it remains. The things that are lanetzach are the things that are reconstructed. Dok v'tishkach, so amazing to look into, right? Olam Abo. So the Gemara says, "Shital feishnin have alma v'chad choruv ulasof elef shana akosh uchozrim chavshalava." That eternal world comes after Chorban. It comes after Chorban, right? The world that's going to last forever, that everlasting world, the guf that we have, that's going to live forever, because it also has to get schar mitzvahs, is the only the guf that you're going to get la'achar tchias amesim. This body has to die first, and all the ra has to be smelted out. Right, and it gets reconstructed. The reconstructed things are what last forever. The reconstructed is what's lenetzach. Right? Hanukkah is coming, so next chag on our calendar. So you read Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Sabayis LeDavid. Right? So he's saying, which he wrote, he wasn't zochah to build the base of Mikdash. Shlomo built it instead of him. So he wrote a hymn for when it would happen. Go through that. It's crazy. Right. Hashem shivati lecho vatirpeni. Hashem helisa minshol nafshi chisani miyordi bor. Right. Ma b'riti yoshach. Shema Hashem v'choneni Hashem. And hafachta mispidil mocholi. The whole Chanukah Sabayis is all about, I was down, you picked me up. That's what you want to say about Chanukah Sabayis. Right? Yeah, because the nitzchias of something is from the koach to rebuild, right? And that's the inyan, right? That's the that's part of what Chazal mean. B'makom shebalei tshuva oimdim tzikin gvorim en mechoyim lamod. These goody goodies, we spoke about this in our parsha this week. Right. These worthless goody goodies, who are just so perfect from beginning, right? That that never had to fix anything, right? All right, lo bazeh bochor Hashem, right? That's not because think about it for a second. All right, they're going with the flow that they were created with. So what were they Moisef? What did they change? What were they Mishane? Right? Right. What change did they make? What was their contribution? Right? And that's a sort of b'makom shebalei tshuva omdin, tzikin gvorim en mechoyim lamod, right? These that, that bounce back, right? That they tap into this koach, right? That's the same yesod of tchias hamesim. Right, it's the koach to come back. The koach to come back is the yesod, right? That gives the hemshech, and the kiyum hanitzri, because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want what he created. He wants what we create, and what we create is to enable us to create. He broke things, so we should be able to create, right? And that's the power that we tap into. That's the koach hanitzri, right? The nitzris comes from what we fix. Nitzris does not come from what you were granted. What we were granted and gifted, nitzris doesn't come from that. Nitzris comes from what you changed, what you fixed, what you built up. Right. So the to go one step tiefer, right? So it says in Kisvei Ari that the olamas that were nechrav were yotze from oros of the einayim of Adam Kadmon, right? Without getting into what the terms actually mean, we just need the association is good enough for the purpose of our discussion. But the olamas that broke are called oros ha'einayim. That's what broke, and that's the davar niflalis bonein. That in all the tefillas and in all the nevuas, when we talk about the tikkun laso, it's all b'loshen riyah. Right, v'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion, right? Ki ayin b'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion v'einenu sirena machusecha, right? V'harenu Hashem okeu b'nechma sion recha dok v'tishkach. Throughout Tanakh, throughout the Tfilas, it's all lashon of re'iyah, right? That's what needs fixing. We should things should look better. The shvira was b'einayim, right? And that's really, you go back to the Cheta Ego, where they went wrong. Vayar ha'om ki boshesh Moshe redes minahar. It was a problem in their perspective. They didn't calculate, but it's called Vayar ki boshesh Moshe. Cheta maraglim, right? They didn't understand what they were looking at. They saw a lot of Leviathans. They called Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi, right? And they didn't realize that Kosh Baruch Hu was, causing those Leviathans that people should be distracted and not notice the strangers infiltrating. Right, there's a chisaron in their re'iyah. Same thing, what's also in that area, in those parshas Korach, right. So Korach she pikeach haya ma'ra shusu, eino hit also is lashon Chazal, eino hit also. Right, they saw Shmuel come out, so he felt he can't lose because he lost Lovo. He's going to have Shmuel, so he can't die. He can't lose this battle against Moshe, because he's destined to have a descendant Shmuel. He didn't realize that because his kids would do tshuva and be saved, right? Right. So it's all the kishloinus are b'loshen ayin. What? Very good, excellent, Hashi. Excellent. It starts from Vatera Isha. Yeah. Right. Everything that went wrong was ba'ayin. Everything and all the fixing is ba'ayim, right? Ba'inayim. Right? Sort of the Eros Ha'inayim, that the, because that's the whole challenge in Olam Hazeh, right, is perspective, right? Perspective is the whole challenge, right? The HR gives you the false perspective, the CNN, they give you the false perspective, right? And what needs fixing, right? When... Right? What?
So you have Tucker.
Yeah. What he needs fixing is perspective, like Reb Roshim is Melech, right? There's no two ways about it. Machuso b'komasho. Right now he's manipulating everything. That's what that's also what it says in the Kavanis. What? Oh, smells of the food.
No.
The newest Beckhoffer, maybe. Right? No, it's just too expensive to have another child. So he's just anyway. Gandhi, passive resistance. Anyway, what were we saying? The challenge of Olam Hazeh is the challenge of perspective. The Reb Roshim is Melech even now, Malchuso Bakol Mashallah. He manipulates everything, but perhaps we don't see the Malchus. And the whole Tikkun is Toli Veinenu Sirena Malchusecha. Right? Right, to see. Right? All the nevus and all the tefillos are all seviv on the end of the ayin, right? Because of course, Akash was the melech, right? You can't impeach him, right? Right? Can't impeach a sitting god, right? You can't, right? The chisornus in the bria, the shvira is that you don't see the malchus, and the tikkun is to takasi, right? No, that is the, and that's almost just that the shvir was in the iris of the einayim, right? The cosmic power of sight is what broke and is what needs fixing. Right. So now the lifamod state, the pasuk says, forget where it's the pasuk in Navi, v'chol yakar ra'asa eno, zu Rabbi Akiva v'talmid, v'chaverav, is Lashon Chazal, dvarim shlo niglu l'moshe, Niglu l'Rabbi Akiva, right? So it's called Chol Yakar Rasa Eno. He sees amazing things. Your Rasa Eno is Rabbi Akiva, right? So now everyone knows the famous Gemara Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, and he saw Koshku Kosher Ksarim Loisius, and he asked him, Ribosha Mi Ma'akeva Yadecha, right? So he says it's going to be a person Besof Kamadoros. Right, Akiva ben Yosef Shmuel is going to be darsh on each, coats and coats, tilitim v'alochas. Right, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, show me him. Right, so he hears the shir, he didn't understand the shir. Right, until he heard Rabbi Zubinaycha halocha Moshe Misina in his kara daito. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Reb Roshim like this: Yesh lecha adam kaze v'ata nosein Torah al yodi, shtok kach olafanei b'machshava. Don't ask me. This is what I intended, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Torah to be given through Rabbi Akiva, right? Akiva's very smart. Why does Torah be given through Rabbi Akiva? Right? Because the Masa like this, right? The Torah, is Miloshen Or, right? Oraisa, right? Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Right? And by Man Torah V'cholam, Roi Mesakolos. Right? The Torah is supposed to be mitakein our perspective. Right? That's why we dive in after we say V'Sembli Ben, V'ho'er Einenu B'sorasecha. V'ho'er Einenu. After we already dive in earlier in that same bracha, that we should have Havonah Torah, we still say V'ho'er Einenu B'sorasecha. Right, Torah is not just supposed to be ideas. Torah is going to be the mamash, the tikkun hasholem of giving us the correct perspective on reality. That things that we talk about, loss and level, the or chodesh al tzion toyer. The Torah is supposed to give us that. The Torah is supposed to give us that perspective. Right, v'chol yakar ra'asa eino zu Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. Chol yakar ra'asa eino. He sees more than I see. That was his taina. If Torah is supposed to be nitfas b'ri'ia, right? Right, the man could see more than I could see. I don't see what he sees. That's why Torah should be given through him. Because Torah is supposed to be that mamish see. It's not just be ideas. It's supposed to be tangible. Like you mamish, it's real. Right? It's so clear that you could now see life. Torah is taka reflective of what reality really is. Right? Rabbi Akiva could see more than I can see, it's in his mind's eye. So how's the Gemara go on? So he says, you know, show me what's going to be with him. And he saw, you know, how they're flaying Rabbi Akiva alive. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Zutar v'zut schara? Shtok, kachla fani b'machshava. Right? The Dava Nifali's Bonin, you know, that Rabbi Akiva, who could see more than Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the man was mamash, you know, had a tragic end. He didn't have a pleasant beginning either. The man first started at the age of 40. Right? It's the ultimate Baal Tshuva story. They started at the age of 40 and became, you know, the Amud of Tarsha Baal Peh. But it's not a coincidence that Yoter Amok, right? Everyone knows there's a famous Medrash Tiferes Yisrael quotes that Rav Ruderman crossed out from his Mishnayos. Right? That supposedly a man contracted someone to, a king heard about Moshe Rabbeinu, sent an artist to the desert to, draw a portrait of him, came back with the portrait, showed it to people who know Chachmas Apartsev, said there's a Noyef, he's a Roitzeach, he's a this and thus and this and thus and this and thus, right? You know, all the bad stuff, right? And then, as king wanted to kill the artist, can't beat it, it's this great leader of Moses that I heard about. All right, so the way the story goes, he sent a shliach to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask him about it, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have all these bad meters, so I was metakin all these bad meters. Rav Ruderman took those lines of Tiferes Yisrael, he crossed out, and he wrote Bagilyon, it's against Chazal, because state, Vatera Kitovu, Shenismale Habayis, Rashi says, Shenismale Habayis Kulo Ora. Moshe Rabbeinu was taka perfect from the way it was created. Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go through a shvira. The man was born perfect, right? And that's what Rebbe says. Shto kachol afanei b'machshava, right? This man did not go through the trials and travails of life of being broken and rebuilding. Why kachol afanei b'machshava, right? Rabbi Akiva, who the man's whole story is like dealing with Shvira, everything, right? Lomi Baya, right, that, his own life, after 40 years, starting after the age of 40, 40 years of his life went out, right? Right? But,
I can't get the door. I'm holding the door.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But.
I got it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey. I'll explain about that afterwards, whatever, so. Who's Avrami? Avrami, come wash and Oh, come on, Greg. You have to share some anecdotes about my mother. You have to share some anecdotes. Yeah, but I'm almost done. My mother's a next-door neighbor for her last kufa of her life. Please sit down, Avrami. Please have something. Have something. Lili Nishmas, my mother. L'chaim, at least. Yeah. But the man saw his whole life's work go down the tubes, between Pesach and Atzeres, right? 24, 24,000 Talmidim, right? But what happened? But Voshtet Nochtem, right? Then he went Etzo Rabosenu Shebadorom, and from there he was Ma'amid Torah. And this Rabosenu Shebadorom gave us the whole Torah Shabbat we have, because all the stimas that's Alibed Rabbi Akiva are from these five Talmidim. Right, the Tosefta, the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah's Remeir, right, and Stam Tosefta's Rabbi Nechemiah, all the Rabbi Sashim Bedorim. So it says in the Ramchal, the Adir Bamar Mamish, that the 24,000 that died were beside the Olam Almin de Ischarvu. They were the Kalim that were broken, the Olamas that were Nechrav. These five, that endured, that's the Olam Atikun. And the five are kind of the five Partsufim Gayadua that endured after the Shvira. Rabbi Akiva's whole life is one picking up the pieces again, right? And that remains Rabbi Akiva's position, right? That he had to die in that tragic way, right? Because he is, you know, Shteinu, you know, and then Svarim, right? Because he is the shomer of when we fall, right? That we should be able to pick up and get up again. So Rabbi Akiva had to die there, you know, mamash, you know, in the lowest possible way, right? You know, that in him it was Mekuyim, what it says in this parsha, Va'ata Shteinu. Vata tishufeno akev, that's Rabbi Akiva. Vata, you know, that the Nachash gets you at the heel. So stayed in Shlach Kodesh. That was Mekuyim and Rabbi Akiva. Right? Yaakov became Yisrael, right? You know, but in Rabbi Akiva, Vata tishufeno akev, that's Rabbi Akiva. Right? That he's the shomer of that we should always be able to get up and pick up the pieces. And that's why he was the one who gave the final form to Torah Shabbat Peh that could endure. But it's after a Shvira. It's after he lost everything. He started 40, then lost everything. And from the five that he fixed, the pieces that he picked up, from that come Nitzchias. Right? That's B'makom Shabbat Shavah Omdim. Right? And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Torah to be given through him. Right? And Moshe, I'm perfect. You made me perfect. He was created perfect from the get-go. Right? So Moshe says, Shto kachal farei b'machshava. Right? But when he saw Am Yisrael, you know, fail by the ego, right? So even though he fought that Am Yisrael should still have the Torah, so Gavra Yodo Shel Moshe, but what type of Torah would have been? What type of Torah would have been if we would have had Luchos Rishonos after Cheda Ego? It's a Torah that would have been invisible to us, right? Because the Torah was on such a high level that even the Luchos were Maaseh Elokim, not just the Ksav. But even the Luchos Maaseh, the Luchos would have been invisible, right? It would be a Torah that we couldn't be able to connect to, right? We'd be able to, so not on the experiential level that Torah is supposed to be. It's supposed to be Nitfas Beriah. It would be an invisible Torah. So he'd hear ideas from it. Moshe didn't want that. So, Vashabram le'einechem daika. Right, besod yo the yo oros haynaim they were nishbar because we lost our perspective because of Aram kiboshes Moshe vashabram lechem, you know, because of your eyes, but also for the sake of your eyes, right? Because that paved the way for luchos shnius. There are besod balei tshuva, right? Besod torah shebal peh, because what, you know, what's God given that we don't fix and we don't tamper with is torah shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh, we have Sveikas, and you have, you know, and you have a Shakla Vitaria, and you have a Kasha that, you know, that slugs up everything, you get back up again. And that's the way it's supposed to be. V'machshel zos, come on, get in Daf Mem Gimel. V'machshel zos tachas yedecha. Ein odam omeid al divrei Torah, elom kei nichshol bahem tchila. Or the Gemara Megill, ani Daniel b'noisi b'sforim, b'noisi michlau de Torah. Right? You know, you're only omid al divrei Torah when you get up again. After everything's been shattered, all your preconceived notions went out the window, then you could be omid al divrei Torah when you pick up the pieces again. That's why it's set up in the Shakla V'tarya that just sets up stuff and just knocks it all down. Because the final maskana that stands is after the shvira of the whole Shakla V'tarya. That's what stands. That's what's maskana's milashen lasik, to stand. To raise. What raises up and stands is Oymed, is what comes after the whole Shvira, after Shach Vitar just shattered everything else. Right? And so Moshe understands that we have to do this. So we have to reinstate the pattern, right? Reinstate the pattern of Shvira and Tikkun. Right? So, you know, that the Torah, you know, because the rebuilding, you know, is mitzad, the rebuilding is how Klai so could have a Shaychus to Torah again. Mitzad the pilpul of how, that's what pilpul is. You reconstruct, you pull the pieces together, you know, from, you know, this end of Shas, end of Shas through pilpul, right? You start pulling the pieces together, right? You know, the Midas Shatran Dresbem is all acts of construction, picking up the pieces, pulling pieces together. And that's the Loshen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe. It's a Medrash Tanchuma. Al titzdar baluchas sheshbar, luchas shani nosel lecha. The new ones, yesh bahem medrash halachas v'agodas. So that's the second luchas relative to, first of all, we're b'chinas Torah Shebaal Peh. First luchas, you know, we're maisel, okay, everything is God granted, you know, it might have been good for the madrega that we were on, but it wasn't good for the madrega that we fell to. Right, so the Torah also had to be nishbar, right, and then reconstructed, reconstructed, and then we have a shaychus to it, mitzad the reconstruct, mitzad the mahalach of tshuva. Right? As it were, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the transitioning on purpose to the world of Rabbi Akiva by breaking the luchas. Right? So even though it was, that's the one thing that really is in common between the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, al da'ato, also Moshe midaito, right? It's things that, everything has to do with shvira, right? So shvira saluchas, right? So, pirish mina isha, that's a shvira, right? Man and woman should be together, the shlemus and tzelmus together, right? He made a cheshbon, I'm going to break up the zivug, right? I'm going to break it up, right? And even yom echad hosif Moshe midaito, all right, the svar was said, fakir, allow the shechina to come into the world sooner, right? He delayed it. He pushed it off, right? That's all shvira l'tzorach tikkun. Shvira l'tzorach tikkun, right? And that's what it means, le'enei kol Yisrael. It's all murmurs in words, le'enei kol Yisrael, right? That all the shviras, first of all the shviras besod oros ha'inayim, right? So le'enei, right? As I could explain, right? But getting, just on a simple level, right? This was for us. To put the Torah in a mahalach that has to be reconstructed, right? That the whole gisha, the approach to Torah is bal tshuvadik, right? That we don't have clarity. We got to pull the pieces together. The way a bal tshuva has to pick up the pieces from his life, right? And pull the pieces together, right? If Torah wouldn't be in that mahalach, we wouldn't have a kesher to Torah. Right, and that's what makes the finality, right? The finality of Bereshis Bara Elokim, right? That Bishul HaTorah, Bishul Yisrael, right? That Yisrael comes from the same shorish as the Torah, right? But there's another the Rashi does not quote the whole Chazal. Chazal go into an interesting philosophical discussion, and with this will conclude. Mi nivra lemi, Yisrael la Torah or Torah Bishul Yisrael? So even though they come from the same shorish, the Klaiso on the Torah. Is there a concept that one was, is there, like, even though they come from the same shoresh, is one, like, Kiel first, the other one second? Was Klal Yisrael Nivra for the Torah, or the Torah was Nivra for Klal Yisrael? Which is it? Yeah, Torah, you have a Torah, so you have to have an Amnitz Mekayim Torah, fakir, there's a Klal Yisrael, they need a Torah. The Medrash clears the Shaila. And Medrash brings a few riyas, that HaTorah Nivres Bishvil Yisrael. Yisrael is the Iker. The Torah is for Klal Yisrael. The Torah is for Klal Yisrael, right? Right? So lo yala das, that the Torah is hecher than Klal Yisrael, which would have been the matzah if we would have held on to Luchos Rishonis, which would have been invisible to us, because the Torah is Bishvil Yisrael, right? So even though they come from the same shorish, but the cause of it is that the Torah is for Klal Yisrael, not Klal Yisrael for the Torah. The Torah cannot be bigger than Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael can't relate to, because the Torah is nivra Bishvil Yisrael. So that's what Vashabram le'enechem, Le'enei kol Yisrael. Le'enei kol Yisrael. That Am Yisrael should have eyes, that the Torah should be on par, that Am Yisrael's eyes could see it. Right? Transition to Torah. That should be in the Mahalach of Pilpul. The Mahalach of V'chol Yaka Rasa Eno Zurei B'Yakiva Chaverov. Right? That's a kiyum of Bereish V'Shul HaTorah B'Shvil Yisrael, because the Torah was never B'Shvil Yisrael. Right? And that's, to bring it full circle, that's our view on, the Yom HaPtira. Right? Right, it's a it's a shvira. Misa is a shvira, right? But it's besod the same thing of almond de scharvu and the whole any shvira that there was in Jewish history, right? That it's a shvira letzorech aliyah, and that's why aside from the avilos, which is all din of covered ames, before the mace himself, it's a yerida letzorech aliyah, because the guf that's going to be lenetzach is the guf that's resurrected. This guf that we have now cannot live lenetzach, no matter how many mitzvahs we can do. No matter how mitzvahs we do, it cannot live lenetzach. It can't. It has to die first in order to be resurrected, in order to be mekabel all the eros and neshama. And the same thing also, as much as Yom HaMisa is a shvira, so it's for the guf, it's yiriyah letzorech aliyah, and for the neshama, it's kulo, aliyah, that the guf was yours, so the neshama could go higher and higher. That's happens every yortzeit. The Yom HaMisa is really the day that you're reborn. The setback of Misa is day of rebirth, and that's what, the yortzeit, that every year the neshama goes to a higher and higher madrega. Rosh should help, we should, our mitzvahs, the v'rei Torah, or Maisa Tov should facilitate the bar lulav. She, She was a machanechech that had thousands of talmidim in her life, right? And Hashem should help that, you know, that zchus should be omid lah as she goes to her higher place on this day. Chaim.
Chaim.